My name is Leah Neubauer. I'm from DePaul University in Chicago, Illinois. I'm going to cover multidisciplinary partnership in four areas. So I'll describe the partnership. I'll speak to multidisciplinary efforts. I'll talk about the key ingredients of success and finish with conclusion. Okay. Partnership overview. So this partnership is focused on capacity building between two bodies. In Nairobi, Kenya, we have the Education Commission within the Kenyan Episcopal Conference Catholic Secretariat, or what is known as the administrative arm of the Catholic Church for the entire country of Kenya. The other body, which I'm a part of, is the Adolescent Community Health Research Group at DePaul University in Chicago. We are organizationally and fiscally managed by the HIV and AIDS Twinning Center, which is located here in D.C., through funding and support through the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or what's known as PEPFAR. This is a partnership which is multidisciplinary in nature and multi-site, which works at multiple levels to enhance HIV prevention for Kenyan youth in primary schools. I'm going to use this slide to talk about the multiple levels of this partnership. I think it's very important to put this out there because these levels influence and impact the work that our three groups deal with on a day-to-day basis. So, ACHRG is Adolescent Community Health Research Group. Okay. Now, at the next level, we have to acknowledge that the three bodies are all part of larger institutions. So there's DePaul University as the institution home to our group. AIHA is the American International Health Alliance, which has several programs, one of which is the Twinning Center. As I said before, the Education Commission is part of KECCS. So this Catholic Church administrative arm is actually 15 different administrative offices. There's a lot going on there, too. When we talk about schools in Kenya, currently, we're talking about 15 dioceses. A diocese is an administrative unit territory in a Catholic, when we talk about Catholicism. So when we talk about schools and education secretaries, we're talking about 15 different education secretaries right now, and we're talking about 300 schools. That level exists under CDC Kenya in terms of the in-country HRSA presence as the funder and checkboxer, if that's a word. Okay. And on the outer level, just to note some macro level issues, and this is by no means the be-all end-all list of macro issues, but just some things to talk about here. The presence of HIV stigma, Kenyan culture and language. In Kenya, there are two national languages, English and Swahili. But there are actually 42 different ethnic tribes in Kenya. So there are at least 42 ethnic languages. There's a lot of diversity to speak to there when we talk about a program in school. There's U.S. culture and language. There is the Catholic Church. So we're talking Vatican here. There's sexual silence or a culture, cultures everywhere that just don't talk about sex. What am I missing? Oh, post-colonial culture. Kenya is a new country. They were ruled by Great Britain up until 1963. Rightfully so, skepticism exists in that country when we talk about large entities or large bodies like the U.S. Okay, so aside from that framework, what specifically are we doing? The primary objective then of what we're doing is we're charged with increasing the capacity of KECCS to support teachers in the implementation of the school-based curriculum on abstinence and behavior change. This curriculum is called Love, Life, Talk, and Live. Some key elements of the program are that the program is for youth who are ages 10 to 14 in primary school. The program is derived and rooted in evidence-based approaches to HIV prevention. The program incorporates traditional African, Christian, Catholic values. And the program provides HIV prevention and communication skills. Okay. So why use a multidisciplinary collaborative team in international HIV prevention? Why not? Collaboration, and this is the broad statement, collaboration across a wide range of disciplines contributes to the creation of sustainable, culturally sensitive, culturally appropriate, culturally relevant programs targeted to the unique needs and conditions of individuals, communities, or countries. Okay, so that was the blanket statement. Now, in an international HIV prevention context, multidisciplinary and collaborative team efforts are especially beneficial given the complex nature of the epidemic. There are a myriad of risk factors when we talk about HIV. Because that myriad of risk factors exist, it only makes sound logical sense that we have a myriad of people and voices to address each and every risk factor. Therefore, then, in order for programs to be sustainable, capacity building needs to occur at multiple levels and involve multiple disciplines at the table. Okay, so I want to talk about, really quickly, just really share with you the multiple disciplines that exist in our partnership. So in the Adolescent Community Health Research Group, expertise lies in public health, psychology of communication, program evaluation, org development. The Twinning Center brings extensive history, extensive expertise in international development. These are also people who are managing our partnership, but they've also done their time. They've been abroad. They're from abroad. They know the lay of the land. And they're also experts in policy. They're the ones that remind us, you know, what you need to say and what you should probably, you know, go to bed with in your mind. And lastly, Education Commission. Clearly, they are the experts on Catholicism, on Catholic Church policy. They're also experts in Kenyan cultural studies, moral theology, and child and family counseling. So I thought it would be good also, well not good, useful, to give you an example of how multiple disciplines in our group have enhanced the program. So thinking back to the primary objective, HIV prevention, at the most basic level, we're talking about disseminating traditional HIV knowledge and skills. Okay. Because of the beauty of multiple disciplines, we've added a few things which have not only enriched the capacity largely of the program, but which we hope will stay around as a model for future programs to follow. So what we have added specifically, it's one thing to know HIV knowledge and skills. What we heard from teachers is that nobody taught me in my training about how exactly to communicate HIV and AIDS messages. So we have incorporated interpersonal mass communication methods, active and interactive teaching techniques. Teaching a time ago is very much, or was very much rooted in a didactic sender of message, receiver of message model. Teachers were interested in learning participative ways of communicating HIV, and we incorporated active and interactive teaching techniques. Organizational development really hones in on the earlier slide, which was the acknowledgement that this program exists in multiple systems. With that set of knowledge, we come to the table more attuned to what's going to work and what we need to mold and shape so that it's received better. And lastly, monitoring and evaluation. Creating a culture of talking about what works and what needs to be changed up is so important and so crucial to ensure program effectiveness. So creating systems which monitor the way programs are disseminated and even program satisfaction surveys are key to ensuring the best product. Okay. So now this is the key ingredient section, or what we call what makes it work. first is cultural exchanges. This is actually part of the twinning center model. Part of being a twinning partnership, which is a volunteer-driven partnership, means about four cultural exchanges a year. So 2 to 3 week trips in each other's respective areas. So much happens from that face-to-face meeting time. There's something to be said for working together, for being together, for also seeing each other in our non-professional context. Those moments are priceless and definitely key to the success of our work. Institutional alignment and support. DePaul University is actually the largest Catholic university in the U.S. We have Catholic alignment between the two groups. Also, DePaul's mission is one dedicated to social justice and service to underserved communities. That, too, is very much in line with the mission of KCS. Camaraderie, this is fun stuff. There is something to be said for 9-10 hour van rides from Nairobi to Uganda. The PI for this study, I've worked with him for 9 years. He had just had major back surgery. There's something to be said for seeing your PI on his back for 10 hours at a time. There's something to be said for breaking bread with your fellow workmates. Again, those moments are priceless. Technical assistance and capacity building. Sharing the lessons learned, for as much as we are informing, so too is our work being informed through our lessons learned when we talk about HIV prevention. And capacity building. We are aiming to create sustainable structures. I can't think of anything better. What's been challenging? Communication. This is not to say that we don't want to communicate with each other. I want to put that out there. What I do want to acknowledge, though, is there's an 8 or 9 hour time difference between sites. Email can only do so much, and unfortunately, it's not as easy as picking up a phone. We have to be attuned to the types of messages we're sending and the type of answers we're looking to receive. I talked about culture. There's a lot of diversity, and you have to be 5 steps ahead, and you have to think outside of your own self and always be aware that it exists. Geography has been very challenging because, as I mentioned before, we're currently in 15 dioceses. The program is in 15 dioceses in Kenya, and some remote parts of Kenya you just cannot travel to, or you have to allow several days to get there. So when we talk about a monitoring system which reports every month, we have to also be aware that deadlines need to be flexible in order to ensure that people can make the trip in. Multiple stakeholders, I think we touched on that before. There's a whole lot of people involved in this partnership. And time, I mentioned this is a volunteer-driven partnership. I have a 9-to-5, so does everyone else in this partnership. And so negotiating time, which I'm learning, I negotiate time in my 9-to-5 anyway too, but it's important and you need to acknowledge and be aware of it. And this is my last slide. Okay, so conclusions. The complexities involved in international HIV prevention call for continued multidisciplinary collaborative efforts. Collaborative partnerships like this one, they're a fantastic opportunity to utilize existing resources and expertise across multiple disciplines, institutions, and countries, take it to the next level, and address complex HIV prevention needs. Collaborative partnerships, and this is a big one, and I'm not just saying that because our funder is here. collaborative partnerships can be enhanced through active involvement of the funder. I mentioned before, they have experience of the law of the land, but they're also people that aren't just knocking on the door every quarter for their report. They're up at 6:30 in the morning, running our phone calls. They're interested in my 15-page, single-spaced, 10-point font strip report. And they're also the people that pick up the phone to tell me happy birthday and have a good night. The fiscal and organizational management provided by our funder, if that didn't exist, this partnership wouldn't be possible. Okay, so taking that then, let's talk about implications for policy. We need more funding for efforts like this. Funding for multidisciplinary partnership efforts is necessary if we want to take public health education and research to the next level. And last, which is kind of skated around, this work is very rewarding. It is life-altering, life-changing, and it's also time-intensive and takes commitment and strong administrative coordination and support at multiple levels to make it work. And that's it.